My brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this evening, I have a good news and a bad news for you. The good news is, of course, Jesus Christ. It's all about Him. Jesus Christ, the bread that has come down from heaven, the bread that can satisfy the hunger of our hearts, the hunger of our souls, and not just our stomach. And the bad news is that because of my preaching, there's going to be a second collection today. And it's not something that I normally do. And every year you get to hear a missionary, and I am that missionary this year. And I'm so grateful to you, and I'm your next door missionary. I currently minister at St. Martin of Tours in San Jose. And like I said, I'm so grateful to Father Mark, Father Steve, and each of you, this community. You have been so gracious because we had to reschedule this mission appeal. This was supposed to happen this past month because my brother passed away. I had to leave, and you were so gracious to reschedule it. And thank you so much. And there is another bad news. Because of the mission appeal, I have to talk about the mission. The homily is going to be a little longer. And but I assure you, like Elizabeth Taylor told her husband, I won't keep you for long. You know, building up on last Sunday's message, the liturgy of the word this Sunday continues to invite us to get in touch with our spiritual hunger. It continues to invite us to fill our aching emptiness that we try to fill with lesser things. Oscar Wilde has said, there are only two tragedies in this world. The first tragedy is not getting what you want. And the second, of course, is getting what you want. And we all experience, we all go through these tragedies, these two tragedies. And the good news is that we have a way out of it. So what do we need to do? We just need to get in touch with our spiritual hunger and let this bread of life that has come down from heaven nourish us, and let this bread fill this aching emptiness of our lives, this hunger of our souls, hunger of our hearts. Prophet Elijah learns this important lesson in today's first reading. He has had enough. He is tired of life. He's tired of his ministry, and he is tired of everything that he does, and he wants to give up. And the reading says he just wants to lie down and die. And God intervenes. Just as God rescued the people of Israel in the desert, he comes to the rescue of Prophet Elijah and tells him in no unclear terms that it is for you to decide that. Now get up, get on the road, he tells him. And not only he intervenes, but he also provides him for what he needs. He sustains him with the strength of God. And he sends an angel with food, and Prophet Elijah now begins a long trek toward meeting God. It is a long journey during which he is sustained by God himself. Brothers and sisters, in our life, we too experience, like Prophet Elijah, we want to give up because sometimes our efforts seem to be useless. And sometimes the world is too much for us to handle. There is lots of pressures and lot of stress and lot of drudgery, and we too want to give up. God says, get on the road. Get up and get on the road. And like the Eucharist that we share, the Holy Eucharist that we share is like the food that angels gave to Prophet Elijah. The food that will enable us to persevere in our long journey to God. God sustains us with the food that He has sent from heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the gospel reading, our gospel reading is the second of the Bread of Life discourse that we began this past Sunday. And in this sixth chapter, the Bread of Life discourse, an often repeated refrain is, I will raise them on the last day. I am the bread that has come down from heaven, and those who eat my flesh and drink my blood, I will raise them up on the last day. We know that we will be raised up on the last day. We know that we will be raised after or dead. What about now? What about the here and now? Who will raise us today? Who will raise us up tomorrow? Who will raise us up from our discouragement, from our stress, and from our failures, and from our grief? I need a resurrection here and now. I need a resurrection in the present. And who will raise us up in our stumbling and tumbling ways as we fumble along this long journey to God, toward meeting God? Can Jesus do that? The bread that has come down from heaven, He says He can. And He says He wants to. So what do we need to do? Again, get in touch with our spiritual hunger. Get in touch with the hunger of our hearts and let this bread of life that has come down from heaven fill this aching emptiness that we all experience. Brothers and sisters, please allow me to present to you a group of people in another part of the world. Our own brothers and sisters in faith who are longing, desperately longing for resurrection in the immediate. Deprived and undone political system and despised by the society because of their social status. These people, our own brothers and sisters, they, like Prophet Elijah in the first reading, they want to give up. They are ready to die because of the injustice they suffer. And I want to present to you these people and invite you to be bread that is broken and shared for them. By allowing me to do this mission appeal, you, St. Lucie community, you are participating in the universal mission of the church. And by participating in the universal mission of the church, you are becoming missionaries in the spirit of our baptismal call. As Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II says in Redemptoris Missio, all of us are called, baptized to be missionaries, and you can be missionaries from where you are. And first and foremost, by your prayers for the mission and for the missionaries, and also by, if you can, contributing to the needs of the church in other parts of the world. So I'm inviting you, the mission appeal, the primary goal of the mission appeal, therefore, is not so much taking up a second collection as the formation of missionary consciousness among Catholics. So that is the purpose, the primary purpose of mission appeal. So the Diocese of San Jose every year invites almost 100 missionaries from all over the world to to teach and to create this missionary consciousness among the Catholics in the valley. So I'm inviting you to be missionaries in a diocese in India. And it's a diocese called Orissa, Rayagada, a new diocese created by Pope Francis 2 years ago. And it is in a state called Orissa, that is in the eastern part of India near Calcutta, where Mother Teresa began her work. Even today, this province, this state, remains the least developed province in India. And it was in the international news in 2008 for the worst persecution against Christians. So your contribution today, the proceeds from today's mission appeal will be used for the elementary education of children from socially and economically challenged or deprived families. It will provide educational opportunities that will transform children and transform the society through them. According to a recent diocesan statistics, more than 50% of children in this diocese do not go to school for various reasons, and some of them being acute poverty at home, a long distance between school and the villages they live in, or children, mostly girls, are forced to go to work to supplement the meager income of the family, or they are forced to sit at home to look after their siblings while their parents go to work. So the dioceses, the church in the northern and the eastern part of India, they have boarding schools and homes that are attached to every parish for girls and for boys. So your contribution today will be used for their food, clothing, and school supplies. And the average cost of educating or looking after or the elementary education of a child is approximately $300. Brothers and sisters, their bright future is a few steps away from your generosity. Your generous hearts are their stepping stones. And once again, thank you so much for considering and I'm not asking you. I know I've been here for the last 11 years. I have seen the struggles of these people. I have heard seen their affliction, heard their cry. And for the past 11 years, I've been working here, 4 years at St. Simon in Los Altos and 7 years at St. Martin in San Jose. And I'm returning to work among these people. And I'm sponsoring some 60 children for their elementary and higher education because there is no other way to change the world, to transform the society than educating children, particularly girls. And I'm so eager to get back and to work among them. In fact, I'm leaving this Tuesday after 11 years being here to work among them. So thank you for your consideration, and I want to thank the Mission Office of the Diocese of San Jose, Bishop McGrath, and Father Mark, Father Steve, Father Joseph, and each of you. So please don't give what you have kept for yourself, for your health care, your children, your holidays, and you need them. And I know the needs of the people here. So your mortgages, they're all very important. I'm asking you for the scraps that falls from your table. You know, that can change the world. And that can transform people and the society. God bless you, your children, and your parish.